Well over a decade of Chugach Electric Association's studies into the feasibility of wind-generated power, plus more than a year of difficult contractual challenges, were gaveled to a quick conclusion late yesterday by CEA Board President Janet Reiser.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes unanimously.
Chugach has really shown some energy leadership here in making this move to go out and diversify their energy resource.
Jim Jagger is Communications Director for Cook Inlet Region Incorporated. It's Siri who will build the Fire Island Wind Power Energy Farm and, as an independent power producer, will sell the electricity to Chugach. CEA estimates the electricity as equivalent to that consumed by about 6,000 homes. That represents about 4% of Chugach's retail sales in 2010. The 25-year agreement calls for the Fire Island electricity to come online by the end of 2012. The final negotiation step takes place Monday, when the Siri board meets to approve the power purchase agreement. Then on Tuesday, Chugach will begin preparing materials to file with the Regulatory Commission of Alaska. Siri hopes for commission approval by mid-September. Jagger says that would allow some work to still be done on Fire Island before the end of the year, thus meeting federal funding requirements.
My expectation is that the 11-turbine phase of the project will be about $65 million. And if that's right, that means it will be eligible for almost $20 million in federal stimulus money.
The project has also received $25 million in state funding for the transmission line from Fire Island to Chugach Electric facilities. The Fire Island electricity will cost Chugach about $108 per megawatt hour. $11 per megawatt hour will be subtracted from that amount for integration expenses. That deduction protects Chugach against any costs it might incur should temporary wind conditions fail to supply the expected energy and CEA needed to purchase power elsewhere. Fire Island Power will initially raise consumers' bills. Chugach estimates the first year, 2013, residential bills will go up about $20 annually. Still, CEA board member and former board president Jim Nordland says it's a good deal for Chugach customers.
It's going to cost us a little bit more money, but our future of energy production in Alaska, regardless, is going to cost us more money. And the good thing about wind is we know what the cost is going to be of wind for the next 25 years.
Chugach projections indicate that 11 years into the agreement, its customers will begin saving money in steadily increasing amounts. Nordlam noted the challenges have been many. Besides technical, this is the first independent power provider agreement CEA has ever entered into. And Siri's original project was simply too big for Chugach to absorb. He says the scaled-down version from 33 to 11 turbines is more appropriate. And although a meager percentage of CEA's energy needs, Nordlam says the agreement's importance looms large.
This is a small step, granted, towards the future. 4% of our power is not a great deal, but it's a hugely important, I think, and symbolic one that we're willing to move in the direction of a different kind of energy production. Whenever the wind is blowing, we're displacing having to purchase and burn natural gas.
Chugach estimates the wind farm energy will reduce the company's natural gas consumption by 300 million cubic feet annually and cut carbon emissions by 20,000 tons per year. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.